We're going to try to take an extension of the judge's talk earlier, try to make it more practical and tactile, and perhaps even more thought-provoking as to how it impacts us as commercial real estate attorneys. That talk and the whole commission, I followed it, actually called up and said, hey, you know, we're in finance, we do this kind of stuff. And their focus was truly access to justice, the whole 95% of the population that cannot have access to attorneys. The paper has 103 footnotes, all sorts of stuff. You'll find once we get in these tips that they're all numbered. The tips are categorized. The first three or four are for the hardcore techies here. And then after that, we'll get into some of the other topics that we heard this morning on a little deeper way. But we now have 25 minutes and 30 seconds. So let's go backwards. Here we go. All right, this is a face we know and love. It's outside counsel, us and our clients. Maybe a little older now, with eyebrows that are kind of busting out, but things are changing. For example, system questions, random questions. When I started practicing law at the old Locke Purnell firm, we actually did lease reviews. Where have those gone? On commercial real estate purchases, who's doing the due diligence and all the file reviews? Who's doing the entity formation and the ongoing contract work? Better yet, what happened to all the banking lawyers? Not the ones doing the syndication, the co-lender groups, the $200 million deals, but just the regular $10 million, $5 million lines of credit. They're gone. They've gone somewhere. What I'm pointing at here is that this talk's going to be in 2021, in 5 years. What's my bet, my educated guess, as to what we're doing and tips on how we can survive and actually be flourishing in the year 2021.